That's Buffy. She's a full-grown goshawk, and she's angry because I'm a little too close to her master. Buffy's named after a television character who slays vampires. She's one of two goshawks that Dave Hogan uses for hunting near his southeast Michigan home. Buffy is tall, about 17 inches high, and thick, with feathers ruffled in the stiff winter wind. The bells on her feet jingle when she stirs. It's too blustery for her to hunt today, but when she does hunt, she perches on Hogan's fist, waiting for a rabbit or pheasant to flush. When game does appear, Buffy springs from Hogan's leather glove, and after she's killed her prey, she brings it back to him. But Hogan's quick to point out that he's not the only one who gets something out of the hunt.
It's a partnership. They know that you're out there helping them catch game, and they rely on you. You're the dog for them, and you're the setup man for them, and they understand that.
Dave Hogan has been practicing falconry since he was 15 years old. He's 52 now. That's 37 years. He uses birds of prey to hunt, he rehabilitates them, and he breeds them. With all that experience, he's reached the highest level of falconry, a master falconer. Hogan says some falconers keep the meat that the birds catch for themselves, but he has a lot of mouths to feed. The game that Buffy and her mate Spike catch helps to feed the birds that Hogan rehabilitates. Right now he's got an endangered merlin and a red-tailed hawk. The merlin broke its wing and the hawk dislocated its shoulder. He doesn't want to get attached to the birds, so he hasn't given them names. But Hogan will feed and exercise the birds until they can return to nature. Hogan says besides tending to injured birds, falconers also have a big role in conserving the birds they train. Often a master falconer will capture a bird in its first year, train it, and then let it go. Hogan says it's common to let the bird go only a year later. They're left to their own devices, but he says after a year, they're fully grown and better able to fend for themselves. Hogan says taking young birds lightens the burden on a crowded nest, and he says a lot of birds can use that help.
80% of all the hawks, eagles, falcons that are born die in their first year. It is that hard for them to make a living. You know, they get kicked out of the nest when they're young. You know, there's anywhere from, depending on the species, from one to four young in the nest, you know, and the nest sits way up high in a real tall tree, and very often one of them gets knocked out of the nest.
So by using the young birds, falconers say their sport is important in helping birds of prey survive. In central Wisconsin, another hunter, Kurt Reed, is about to apply for Master Falconer status. It takes 7 years to reach this level. Reed is training his second red-tailed hawk in a forest behind his home. He says he's learned a lot about falconry in the past 7 years.
In taking care of or training a red-tailed hawk, it's all about weight control and responsiveness. So, for example, today my hawk is a little on the heavy side. I know he's 1,340 grams, and that's about 2 ounces more than I would like him to be if I was going to go hunting with him today.
It's beautiful outside and sunny. Reed says days like this can be bad days to hunt, especially when the bird is packing some extra ounces.
If you take your hawk out when they're way overweight, they're going to go sit up in a tree and sun themselves, and you're going to wish you hadn't done that.
And that's just what happened a few minutes later. He let his bird, Bucky, go for a test flight.
So he let the bird go about half an hour ago, and it's still up there. Just looking around, it's changed trees quite a few times, but it doesn't seem to want to come down anytime soon.
Bucky never did come down while I was there. Reed says Bucky does this all the time. He says he's learned that patience is the most important skill in falconry. And Reed says the hard work gives falconers a deep appreciation for the birds they train. That appreciation might be the reason many of these falconers go beyond daily hunting to help birds of prey in need. In fact, falconers have been credited for helping to bring the peregrine falcon back from the brink of extinction. Back in Michigan, one organization was instrumental in bringing peregrines back to that state. The Michigan Hawking Club helped save the endangered birds of prey in urban environments. One of them is Zug Island in the Detroit River. Zug's barren. It has no trees, just a giant steel mill. Still, peregrines nest in the mill's steel girders just like their big tree branches. Dave Hogan is the president of the Hawking Club. He says the young peregrines would die if falconers didn't help them.
Since 1991, out of the 70 young the wild peregrines in Detroit have produced, we have had hands-on help on over 31 of them, where we've rescued them from certain things and put them back in the nest or raised them and then put them back in family situations where the parents can take care of them.
Hogan says it's not just about using the birds to hunt. He says the best part about falconry is seeing the birds live to fly free, whether they come back or not. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Corbin Sullivan.